for 72 months with Chrysler Capital. Better hurry, only two left at this price. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
About 30 seconds before the kickoff here, the second half, and since MCC won the toss and deferred to the second half, Harbor Beach will be on defense to start the third quarter, trailing by 15 points, 21-6. But Harbor Beach on their last possession covered 68 yards in 2 minutes and 1 second. That's the definition of a two-minute drill there, Dave. And scores, brings it in for a touchdown. Of course, set up by a roughing the punter penalty on fourth down, which continue the drive for Harbor Beach, which then he tipped pass, got into the hands of Tyler Ballmering, which set up for the touchdown.
Yeah, they definitely got the ball to bounce their way, which is exactly what they needed. They needed something to get him back going, and the penalty, there's nothing to do about that. That's part of the game. I mean, Holt just trying to make a play for his team. He was so close to blocking that ball, but his momentum took him right into Hearn, and he laid him right out. It was very in the middle of the field, very easy to see. And as for that pass play, again, Josh Schelke actually makes what I would say was a fairly poor pass. Tyler Vollmering was open, and it was underthrown, and I think even the MCC defender was surprised that ball was thrown in his direction as it tipped off of him, and Tyler Vollmering, a heads-up play, corrals the tip ball and turns it upfield and gets into the end zone for a much-needed Harbor Beach score. They're going to call upon this defense now to try and slow down Tommy Scott and company, and if they can do that and get the ball back, they got a chance yet in this game.
12 minutes around the clock, and Mitch Hearn is ready to kick this one off for Harbor Beach. He sets it down on the tee at the 40-yard line. The kick will be going right to left across your radio on the very far left side of your radio at the 10-yard line is Tommy Scott. As the wind's starting to swirl here a little bit in Allen, Michigan, as the fog is rolling in. Pretty much the opposite weather you could have from last time we played here. Last time was a beautiful fall day. Today, well, we're in the gales of November. Mitch Hearn's kick comes in at the 15-yard line away from Tommy Scott, and he kind of does a sidestep and finally brought down to the 31-yard line. Number 22, Blake Sanford, the ball carrier, brought down by number 21 of Harbor Beach. That is Devin Lemansky. And first and 10 for MCC from their own 31-yard line.
Yep, Harbor Beach defense comes onto the field now. Looks like 16 still in the game. The backup quarterback, Martinez, he's going to run the offense from here on out. So, again, he hasn't shown that he has a great passer either, so expect a lot more Tommy Scott in that running game.
T formation. It's a hand of Tommy Scott around the right end, comes out through the gap, and he's brought down by Josh Schelke, who's trying to strip the ball away at the 40-yard line. They actually mark him down to the 41, exactly for a 10-yard gain, and more than likely going to be a first down here. As they're waiting for the officials, and they're saying move the chains. First and 10 for the Crusaders in their first play from possession here in the second half. 21-6 MCC over HB.
That was the exact play where Tommy Scott took 90 yards for a touchdown earlier in the game, as he is the far side wing backer, the last one through on the near side of the field, and had two blockers ahead of him again, and it took 10 yards for Harbor Beach to corral him.
And it's a handoff around the left side as Preston Lewison brings in the tackle on the carry to from number 22. Blake Sanford gets out to about the 46-yard line, a 5-yard pickup, second and 5 now, as they're just trying to jam this one down to Harbor Beach's throat and see what breaks.
Same play, just the other way, and obviously the opposite of the wing tee that time as Sanford gets the carry. And right now, again, their wing tee is very spread out in the backfield, so when they decide to run off tackle, the other two running backs act as fullbacks.
And we have a little bit of motion on both sides of the ball, and this is going to be potentially an offsides at Harbor Beach.
Was he drawn offsides, though?
And offsides against Harbor Beach, so trying to go in the hard count, a 5-yard penalty walk-off. This is going to result in a first down for MCC. Instead of a second and 5, it's a first and 10 inside Harbor Beach territory at the 49-yard line. That's the first flag for the Pirates all day. 11:01 left here in the third, 21-6 MCC over HB.
Yeah, the guilty party, number 76, Adam Swartz of Harbor Beach.
T formation, very wide three-man back system as they hand it off right through the middle. It gets out to about the 45-yard line before he's dragged down by Austin Ginther. Number 35, the ball carrier, Logan Helton. He's 5'6", 160 pounds, and only a sophomore. Potentially here, actually, only a four-yard gain brings up second and six.
Yeah, and Adam Swartz gets right back into it for Harbor Beach as he was the first one there to make the hit on the running back now. Second and six coming up for the Crusaders.
Left to right across your radio, gold helmets, green jerseys, gold pants. Hand off to Tommy Scott around the right end, cuts back inside, and he breaks free of two tackles, has the first down all the way down to the 37-yard line, brought down by Preston Livingston and number seven, Brandon Puff for Harbor Beach. We're going to give credit to actually Brandon Puff on that, coming from the secondary in that a little bit. And first and 10 for the Crusaders. They continue to march down the field at the Harbor Beach 37-yard line. 10-12 left here in the third.
Yeah, so far MCC comes out with the clock management style offense, letting that play clock run down and just wing T left, wing T right. Harbor Beach so far no answer for slowing that down. No big plays given up, but 4 or 5 yards each time.
And it's a toss out to Tommy Scott coming right through the middle, and he gets out to the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him right there, actually at the 31-yard line, brought down by number 21, Devin Lemansky, after a 6-yard gain. 4 yards to go for the first down, which is at the Harbor Beach 27-yard line, as the Crusaders continue to march down the field.
MCC really mixing it up. Same formation that spread out wing T each time. They've gone up the middle. They've gone off tackle. They just pitched it to the near side of the field this time. Tommy Scott, though, the defense penetrating that outside. He cuts back up the field to the middle and gets 6 yards on first down.
And off to number 22 through the gap, and he has a lead blocker. He breaks free his first tackle through his second tackle, and finally he's dragged down by Chris Keys at the 10-yard line. A 21-yard pickup for number 22, Sanford, the senior running back, dragged, broke three, two tackles, and finally brought down to the third. And now it's going to be a first and goal from the 10-yard line. MCC trying to knock on the door again.
The key there, Clark, is just that you mentioned. He broke through a couple different tacklers. The Harbor Beach had him for another gain of 4 or 5 yards, but he slipped free of two different Harbor Beach defenders and turned it into a nice gain. Now first and 10 from the 10.
And off the time, he's got around the right end, breaks through the line, gets down to about the 4-yard line, where John Schalke cradles him down to the ground, and they're going to mark him down at the 5. A 5-yard gain for Tommy Scott, a second and goal from the 5 for the Crusaders. 8:42 left here in the third, 21-6 MCC over Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach backs against the wall now, going to have to come up with a stop here, a red zone stop to be more specific. Second and 5 now, in goal coming now for the Crusaders. Harbor Beach got to try to slow down this running game.
Coming out, 9 formation, wing to the left. Tommy Scott's the back man in motion to the right. Hand off to Scott, coming off the right. Devin Lemansky's there to meet him at the 3-yard line. And for only a gain of 2, sets up third and goal to go now from the 3-yard line. Nice 2-yard stop by Devin Lemansky.
Yeah, the tight end there, Lamar Jordan, the fullback and middle linebacker position for Lamar Jordan, playing a tight end position, comes in motion to the right side, and they pretty much tell Harbor Beach when they do that that they're going to run to the right side behind Lamar Jordan, and that time nobody picks up Devin Lemansky, and he does a good job of meeting the running back at the line of scrimmage and only allowing a 2-yard gain.
Coming out, third and goal to go from the 3. Hand off to number 22, dives in, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, MCC. Blake Sanford in for the 4th score of the day for the Crusaders, makes it 21-6. Over Harbor Beach with 7:37 left in the first and the second, or the third quarter, excuse me, there, on their first possession of the second half. There we go.
Yeah, 27-6, the extra point coming up. And again, run Tommy Scott a couple times in a row to the right side, switch it over, switch the play over, run it to Sanford the other side, and he slips into the end zone. Met at the goal line, but they said the ball crossed the goal line. That's a touchdown for the Crusaders.
Zach Houston, the holder here for the extra point. Griffin Seymour's kick is up, and this one is through the uprights. It's good. It's 28-6. MCC leading by 22 points with 7.5 to play in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon. Call 1-888-282.